Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, my partner, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Morning, Ed. Great to be here with you again this Sunday morning. It's always great to be a primary care doc in this area, and I continue to enjoy every single day doing it. Thanks again to CHI, not only our title sponsor, but CHI Memorial continues to make great plans for Northwest Georgia. I just found another person yesterday that had no idea we were going to be building a hospital. So once again, CHI Memorial is replacing the old CHI Memorial Georgia with a new hospital. Within the next 3 to 5 years, it should be completed. Groundbreaking is set to occur in July of 2020. So this is coming up pretty quickly. So hopefully those plans will proceed apace, and we will see that within the next few years completed. But it should be about a 60-bed hospital right there at about 4700 Battlefield Parkway, serving all of the residents of Northwest Georgia. Big thanks also to some friends of mine at Benchmark Physical Therapy for their work in Northwest Georgia, as well as LHC Group, Louisiana Healthcare through Home Care Solutions Home Health and Heart Light Hospice of Dalton. Wonderful people, wonderful ministry. And I was actually talking to another healthcare provider the other day, just explaining the ministry that hospice can be. And it is, it's more of a ministry than a job. And it's a pleasure to continue in that role as well. But the biggest pleasure is just being a country doc in North Georgia. And we're seeing a lot of flu, Ed. I will tell you that. Flu A, flu B, still strep, but some of my relatives have had that. RSV is also out there, respiratory syncytial virus, so that's hitting one of my relatives, and it's gone through me as well and some friends. So there's plenty of stuff out there that is flu and non-flu, and it is quite a season of illness thus far, Ed. Hopefully you've stayed well.
I have, my friend, and that's the perfect thing to say. Season of sickness, because last year it seemed like it semi-passed us by, and, people, depending on their, mindset, their history, their experience, will choose a path to help themselves to be better, and Nutrition World has been very busy with people who, tend to look for the, of course, more natural remedies, time and place for, certainly for both of those, the pharmaceutical and the natural. But, elderberry, olive leaf, and a product called ACF, which is a liquid that we have sold for many years that combines everything together if you're willing to suck down a terrible tasting herbal formula. Those things taken early on, that's what I use if I'm feeling the demon kind of scratching at me, jumping on me. And early on, I can knock things out. If I wait more than a day and a half to 2 days, you are pretty much toast, and it's going to run its course, probably regardless, is my view at 41 years experience. Now, I did see an article this morning, Dr. Green, on one of the major news about a study. Can you catch a cold and the flu at the same time? Hmm. Very interesting, because this was talking about that there's a actual competition perhaps between viruses, and that's why most people do not get the cold and the flu at the same time, because the viruses only have so much ability to find reserves, resources, fuel, and everything else. And so when the flu one's going big time, there's not enough left for the cold one, or maybe even vice versa, because it says more flu, less colds.
Well, what I would say with that, can you do it? Sure you can. I mean, you can catch more than one infection at the same time. And I've seen somebody with flu A, flu B, and strep simultaneously. Wow. So, oh gosh, they feel so bad. But can you have them at the same time? Sure you can. But here's the thing. If you are, it's kind of like saying, can you be shot and then pricked with a pin at the same time? Sure. You're not going to feel the pin, though. Mm-hmm. So if you have a mild cold at the same time as the flu, it doesn't really make that huge a difference. If you have flu A and flu B at the same time, oh, you'll feel that difference. I can almost guarantee you. So, you know, I was just reading that. It's on a screen beside us, listeners, as I'm talking. But, you know, you can be infected at the same time. It's not terribly likely, just statistically, but yeah, it is possible. I'd still be more worried about the flu. There is Zofluza out there. I've had the chance now to write it several times for patients. It's a one-dose flu medicine, and so far I've had some good success with that as well. So I'll remind listeners, I had to remind a relative about a week ago whose child had been exposed to one of the flus. I can't remember which one, and was running a 101 temp for 48 hours. And I said, well, you have very little time to get into your doctor. And I was trying to encourage them to get to the pediatrician because you have 48 hours to get treated, get diagnosed and treated. So if you do think you have the flu, please get into your doctor as soon as possible.
That's good advice. And let me ask you real quickly, is this flu, does it come on like super quick, or is it like, I think I'm feeling lousy, and then you kind of the next day you crash with it? How's it going?
I've seen a variation. So most of the people are getting sick acutely. So mm-hmm. go from feeling well, a little runny nose, then immediately a fever. So within 24 to 48 hours, they are very sick. A few people, 3 or 4 days of fatigue and runny nose, and then the fever starts. Mm-hmm. But you know, that could have been a cold. Mm-hmm. And like we're talking about with that news report, a cold, then the flu. But no, it's a fairly rapid onset.
Wow. I always love reading the stories of 1918 flu epidemic, mm-hmm. where one of the quotes that they always say is people would wake up well and be dead by sundown. Of course, that was a different flu. I mean, we've never had one like it, and hopefully we will never again. But
well, think back to a year ago. We were seeing when you do get influenza, you do get a viremia. The viruses get in your blood, and mm-hmm. they're actually quite high counts. That being said, last year we saw a lot of those, you know, wake up in the morning, get sick, and dead by the evening. It really did happen to a lot of people, 24 to 48 hours, and they're gone. Most times that was related to, and I guess that was with the 1918 epidemic as well, but a cardiomyopathy. Basically, it attacks your heart, the heart quits beating right, and you have heart failure or an arrhythmia, and you die. Also, what we call flumonia, basically getting a large pneumonia at the same time. You may remember, it's been a couple of weeks ago, there was an ESPN announcer who had died, and he had a rare immune disease. Mm. You know, sometimes there may be things like that, but that would be extremely rare. But these were otherwise healthy people that just got that sick with the flu. Thankfully, there haven't been that many cases that I've heard of this year. Certainly, I haven't seen any. But last year, we all saw, I mean, everybody I know saw several mm. of those, that severity, hospitalizations, you know, severe illness.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. And I know that there's a lot of different opinions out there, but I don't think anyone would argue with the fact that the healthier we can keep ourselves during the easy, good, non-sick times, the better we're going to journey through any of these challenges, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Doing the homework before you get the crisis is very, very important. Again, we talk about this constantly, the food you choose, the sleep you do or don't do, you know, the stress management, the nutritional nourishment that you give yourself. You know, you don't wait until you're 62 years old to start saving for retirement. You just, you know, that you're not going to have anything left. I mean, I kind of did that, but that wasn't my choice. But, you know, as far as your body and your health, you know, I'm hopefully building up a retirement plan for my physical capacity and health and vitality by the fact that I'm doing a lot of things. Now, does that guarantee anything? You know as well as I, Dr. Green, nothing guarantees. I mean, we are literally one blood clot away from having an upside down life or not be here, or a few other crises like the flu attacking your heart. I mean, it isn't super common, but it's out there, and we know it can happen out of the clear blue. So that's why we are both here. That's why we kind of talk and preach and, you know, try to put out a good example of let's build this retirement plan of health.
You know, when people are watching, I'd been running and lifting the other night at the gym, and someone I don't even know came up and said, hey, love that show. Love you and Ed. Listen every week. And I'm surprised every time. You know, I hear that in the commute. I'm like, I don't know who you are and you're talking about it, but I'm glad I'm at the gym running and lifting and trying to practice what I preach. So at least that was at the gym and not eating a big burger out somewhere. So I have to be thankful for that. That so far hasn't happened, eating ice cream or a burger and have somebody come up. Yeah. Love your vital health radio, Dr. Green. How's the burger? So it's been at the gym primarily, or church or something like that, and that's been fantastic. But, you know, I was pleased again to have a total stranger come up, and I was seeing the person's face at the gym. But if you're listening, thank you so much. And, you know, I just, well, that's more than one person. So there are 5 or 10 people who have done that in the last month, actually, at the gym and other places. And we greatly appreciate it. Ed does. I do. We're glad to know you're listening. I'm trying to tell people they can get on the website and listen to past shows. I've told several people that when they go, wow, I'd love to hear one on CBD. I said, well, you can. Just get on our website. You can listen to the old shows. So there's a good archived list of shows now that you can go back and listen to for virtually any subject. We have covered about everything except veterinary medicine.
Hey, that's exactly right. We have 2 vets that are all about holistic. We're gonna pull that one. Actually, I did a podcast on my national podcast, The Holistic Navigator, on veterinary medicine 3 weeks ago. So
who knows?
There we go.
Nothing's out of bounds for you and me.
No, we're almost at 2 years of this show. So hey, it's already time to take a break. When we come back, we're gonna be discussing about exercise and in the new year of 2020, some good tips on how you can make this work, people. I've been an exercise nut, as you, Dr. Green, for most of our life, so we are certainly into that. We also realize the challenges that come with trying to embrace that kind of lifestyle, especially if you're not kind of used to it. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Dr. Green. And today we have a good friend of mine. We're going to be talking about exercise and fitness, Joy Bruns from Gold's Gym. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Joy.
Hey.
We go way back. Joy has trained me off and on for years. I'm in the gym 5 days a week, usually about 6:30 every morning. It isn't an option. It is something that I would do equal to brushing my teeth because I know the benefit of it. It helps me mentally as probably as much or more than even physically. It is my technique for moving stress through. And, you know, Dr. Green and I were just talking about this study that came out on, I saw it on NBC News, but exercise linked to lower risk of 7 cancer study finds. It was a pretty large study from the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And we talked, they're talking about healthy adults are encouraged to engage in 2.5 to 5 hours a week of moderate intensity activity. And of course, that can include jogging, running, swimming, hiking, lifting weights, whatever. But it was a very good study that showed that people who did that had reduction of many diseases, but cancer was one of them. And I don't know if people really realize that, Joy, that, you know, it's not about just looking better. It's about living better, living longer with less disease. And I know you've been at Gold's for how long?
10 years now.
10 years. And you and I trained together off and on. You got me to do some things I would have never been able to do without your encouragement. But we're looking at 2020. You know, we're in that year now. And, you know, a lot of people make commitments this early on, and sometimes they certainly fizzle as the months go on, and we don't want that to happen. First off, I think if people can put into their brain the fact that exercise isn't just about looking better. It is about living a better quality life and longer with less disease, and you're going to look better. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about some of the things you observe, Joy, that, you know, the parts to this puzzle that seem to not work for people. And why do they come for 1 month and then you don't see them again for a long time? What happens?
Well, I feel like a lot of times people overcomplicate things when it comes to fitness. They think, oh, I got to do all these things. And really, you just got to keep it simple at the beginning and just work your body, pump your body, get the juices flowing, mm-hmm. get, you know, make yourself breathe and
movement.
Yes, just moving your body.
And having it in a disciplined type of system where it's not like, oh, I think I'll do it whenever I get a chance. That's not going to work. You have to, or I don't think it will. It has to be kind of planned in the same way you would plan in kind of going to work in the morning, or you would plan your lunch, or you don't just get up and you're not going to even think about eating that day when in fact you know you're going to. You're going to do the same with exercise. Here's something I've always given advice to people who really are not exercise nuts, because it's easy when you love it like Dr. Green mm-hmm. does and I do, is back in the day when I didn't work out as much, I would say to myself, did I work out yesterday? If I said yes to myself, today was an option. I don't have to go. If yesterday's answer was I did not work out yesterday, there's no option. Mm-hmm. I don't care what happens, I will get some exercise. If it has to be around my neighborhood walking briskly, and again, brisk is a good word because mm-hmm. strolling doesn't do it to me.
Right.
What does the word brisk mean to you? I mean, like heart rate or whatever.
Yeah, 100 beats per minute with your stride, so pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Not jogging, but definitely not just walking through the park and mm-hmm. smelling the roses.
You don't walk through the park, do you, Dr. Green? I don't know. I've never worked out with you, but I can tell that you would be very intense, I would guess.
When I run. So yeah. it's not jogging, it's running. But, you know, I have a lot of patients that do nothing, and so I don't tell them to briskly walk. I say get up and do something, like we were mm-hmm. saying, move. Just mm-hmm. get up and move. Sometimes simple things like, everybody knows, taking the stairs or just parking a little further away from the mm-hmm. store or from my office. And I see patients do that, park at the end of the parking lot mm-hmm. and walk in. If they're not doing much of anything, that is something. It's really not, you know, Joey's kind of exercise or yours or mine, but it's a start. I've even had people, gosh, I'd stayed out of exercise like 20-ish years ago and gained some weight, and the first thing I did was actually go sign up at a gym and walk back to my car. I was so embarrassed because I went from distance running to gaining weight, and I was so ashamed of what I'd done to myself. So just walking in, shaming myself, signing up, and leaving mm-hmm. was actually a great act for
me.
It was a step, right. And then the next thing, I went in and this, you know, passed a really good distance runner, just got on an exercise bike for 5 minutes. It was humiliating, humbling, but there are a lot of patients, I have to say, you know what, I understand they don't want to start, they don't want to get in the gym, they don't want to do anything because, frankly, some of them are embarrassed or they don't mm-hmm. think they can. But you don't have to do Ed's or Joey's or my kind of exercise. Just get up and move some, mm-hmm. and it's a start. It's baby steps, and mm-hmm. they'll get where they want to be or should be with time.
Well, I tend to probably be a little bit more overly disciplined than I should be, and I don't really hopefully do that when I advise or educate people. But, you know, being the fact that I am so committed to it, I need to probably soften a little bit and be more like you, because sitting is the new smoking. When they look at people who sit, it's one of the most devastating things you can do to your body, because we actually rust out before we wear out. So don't worry about wearing it out by moving. Joy, we talked about the fact that you have this contest, or what is this coming up at Goals? It helps. I know the little bullet point of it, but it seemed like this would be something that for a person who wanted to challenge themselves and mm-hmm. really, really see what they could do in a period of time. How does this work?
Well, we've got the 2020 Gold's Gym Transformation Challenge. It's a 90-day challenge, and you just go to your local gym and sign up, and it's a great way to gain accountability, allow you to focus more on accomplishing a goal. And
this is at any of the Golds.
You can go to any of the Golds gyms. Obviously, we recommend you come to one of our local clubs.
Yeah, I work out at Lee Highway. Now, what is it called?
It's the 90-Day Transformation Challenge.
Okay.
And with that, you get a T-shirt that says you accepted the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And you also get 15% off training, which is huge if you're not used to working out and you need some guidance.
Are this something we're going to do photos, we're going to do measurements,
yes,
we're going to weigh in?
Before and after measurements and photos.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if you are one of the top transformations, you are eligible for cash prizes.
Wow. Like thousands of dollars?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, I don't remember the name of this, but back in the late 80s, there was a company, MedRx was the name of the company, mm-hmm. I think, and they held these kind of contests, and it was like the most popular thing because it was a selfie. You had to do selfie photos, and it was a 90-day challenge, and I think there was hundreds of thousands of people, mainly men, who did it because it was more bodybuilding-centered. It wasn't mm-hmm. so fitness, and it rocked the world because there were people who needed that goal setting, needed that accountability. And honestly, I'm going to say something here that I've never said. It's not embarrassing because very little things embarrass me at my age. Every single Friday at your gym, Joey, I will go in after my workout and I will do what I call my ab shot. I'll pull my shirt off, which is already off because I'm walking into the shower soon. And I do every Friday, I'll do the ab shot with my new iPhone, which makes fabulous photos. For some reason, that keeps me accountable to not eat the junk during the week. Even though I'm super disciplined, like this Christmas, I said to myself, do I really want to blow my ab shot next Friday by eating tons of pound cake?
Right.
No, not really, because it makes me feel bad anyway. And it's like, that's my little accountability system. It's a trick, but we got to use internal tricks sometimes, even, you know, no matter what is going on, because other people can't fix you all the time. Do you have any tricks of the trade that you fool yourself with, Dr. Green?
No tricks.
No tricks.
Just have to make yourself do it.
You are super.
I wish I had a trick.
You are disciplined, as I am, but the ab shot thing, I got a whole album. I'm not going to show you, but they're...
Yeah, I do that at least once a month. For
do
sure.
you?
Yeah. Put it on social media, too. So
I noticed that. You, Joey has a great Facebook thing about... It's almost like a class, because you're showing people... And I tell you, Joey has techniques and kind of a insight into fitness that I've never seen with another trainer. He has well-schooled, he's experienced in all these different people who have all these different ideas, and he's like a smorgasbord of these things, and he tries them, like me, he tries them himself, and then he filters out what works for the client. And again, people who don't know about personal training, I know years and years ago I would say it was a luxury item. I really don't believe that what you do is a luxury item. To most people, it's almost mandatory.
Oh, yeah.
If you're sick with the flu and you have 104 temperature, you would go to Dr. Green because he has experience and knowledge and skill. If you're out of shape, you don't have discipline, you're afraid you're going to hurt yourself in the gym, find a good personal trainer. That good is very important because, like all industries, including mine, you know, you got to weed out. Because some people simply are not going to give you the results you want, and they can hurt you.
Oh,
and
definitely.
Same with Dr. Green's profession. Same with mine. If I, you know, we can all make stupid mistakes, and we don't want to hurt people. We want to help people.
Definitely.
Well, and Joey is incredible because you don't really believe in lifting heavy weights, do you?
Not until you can do it with good form, good technique,
okay.
And most people, as they increase in weight, their form and posture actually diminishes.
Isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see these. More men than women, but you see people who kind of just swing it. They are winging it and swinging it, and then all of a sudden, whoops, they have a bad injury.
Right.
And that is not the way it works. And I'm telling you, people, I'll be 63 soon. There's not an age where you can't start this, is there?
No.
I mean, what's the oldest client you've ever had?
I think about 85.
Really?
Yeah.
And they came to Goals.
Yep.
Okay. I don't guess I've seen that one because I'm always there early in the morning. But I want to get back with you because my goal, which I did not reach, was doing muscle ups. And a muscle up is like a chin up, but you're going to do it in one motion where you flip your whole body on top of the bar. Joy's one of the probable five people that I've ever seen at Goals that can just master the muscle up. I've seen a few who've muscled the muscle up, but you it's an art form to you. It's like he just walked in the door and that's how easy it looks.
Yeah. Of course I warmed up first.
So. Yes, you did. And you've got like a few years practice. I did fall and dislocate both my thumbs about the time I was thinking I was about ready, and things have changed. They just still feel weak, but so I'm kind of afraid, but that's still my goal.
Yeah.
We're going to get back together to do that. So tell people now, we got a minute or two left. At this point, they're listening. Okay, the challenge sounds really cool. What would be the next step? Do they need to come in and sign up with the gym, right?
Yes, come in. Preferably to Lee Highway, and sign up for the challenge. The first wave doesn't actually start until the 13th of January.
Okay.
So you've got plenty of time to enjoy yourself over the New Year's and eat all the leftovers. and then come in. Go ahead and sign up now. Mm-hmm. Don't need to wait. You can sign up now. And there's also another flight that starts the 2nd of February.
Oh, okay. So people can do this with or without a personal trainer, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so I would encourage them to at least do a little bit of consultation with someone like you.
Yeah.
If they're not comfortable with setting a protocol up.
And like I said, the training is 15% off
okay.
when you sign up. And so that's a nice discount.
Definitely. That is. And even if someone only did a couple training sessions, that would still give them a huge head start if they're confused. And I will say, if you're not used to being in a gym and working out with all these weights, you know, it's not a dangerous place, but you can make some mistakes by not knowing. So please, mm-hmm. I encourage them to sign up with you or some of the other trainers at Gold's. I don't think I've ever seen more consistent trainers that stay at a gym than I have at Gold's Gym. Mm-hmm. You guys and girl, Kelly, has been there for as long as I've been there. It seemed mm-hmm. like 12 years or something, or you said 10 years. That's a long time mm-hmm. because sometimes your profession is people float around a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But not with you and Chris and Kelly and a few others.
Addie.
Oh, yeah. Addie, yes. Great people. All right. Thank you so much, Joy. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about your health. We've got that plus a bunch to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are all set for 2020. We've talked about exercise. We're going to, get our act together.
We should say Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Absolutely. And despite whatever happened in 2019, we got a fresh start, people. You know what? It's a fresh start every morning we get up. Some people didn't wake up this morning, and we did. So we are very blessed people, even with challenges that's going on. So let's make the best of the gift that we were given. I fly. I certainly fly my own self because I love aviation and I'm a pilot, a general aviation pilot. And I don't know if you saw on Facebook, I flew on Christmas morning. Actually, I got up and all by myself. It's very clearing as far as stress and mental cobwebs to fly by myself. So I took off a beautiful morning, went to Shelbyville. Shelbyville was a little town we all know in Tennessee, but that's where I did my first cross-country flight by myself, and I still remember the terror of being in that plane and all by yourself with no one to help you. It's one of the few places on Earth that, you have air traffic control, but no one's going to be able to climb up there in that plane and help. You are 100% in control. But having some kind of technique like that, so important to be able to get a grounded, centered, focused, peaceful place just to let the dust settle sometimes, because we live in a chaotic world in life, and boy, when that dust stirs up, it's like you got to wait for that mud to clear in the water to see clearly again, and that does it for me. So I hope everyone has some technique that they can fall back on. Saying all that, the reason I even brought it up was there was a news report that was disturbing to me, and I read about health constantly. But this one kind of got me this morning because I fly. I did not realize how poorly inspected foods are on commercial airlines. Do you know that the FDA only requires an inspection of these caterers every 3 to 5 years? Yes, 3 to 5 years. There is absolutely almost nothing about enforcement of food purity on commercial airlines. And I just flew somewhere 3 or 4 weeks ago. That was a long flight. And, I'm hungry. I have to eat on schedule. And I do take food with me always. I have some backup plans, like I invented a Zunta bar that we sell at the store. I always take my Zunta bars with me. But it's scary when I read about this because the FDA considers these places different than restaurants. And it's just scary, scary stuff. So what I'm going to start doing, wow. and I'm not going to live under fear, but I'm going to start probably only one, eating vegetarian, choosing vegetarian choices, which you can choose before you fly. I know eating no meat will be safer, probably. And then secondly, I'm going to take a little more food that I might purchase at a real restaurant at the airport that I would feel much more much safer with, because you know, nothing would be worse than getting food poisoning on a plane.
Wow. Yeah, I was just reading that while you were talking, and they inspect the planes when they can, when the opportunity allows, unlike at a restaurant where it's every 6 months, I think it says. So, that's a little bit scary. One good thing, I mean, I haven't taken like an overseas flight, mm-hmm. But I have had, you know, fairly 3-4 hour flights, things like that. And in a way, I'm kind of glad now that they make you pay for the food, at least on the ones I've been on. So, you know, they bring it by and it's expensive. And yeah. I look at it, I'm thinking, do I really want to pay $10 for that awful looking sandwich the guy, in the row ahead got? No, I really don't. So I take the peanuts. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, oftentimes we'll get some kind of soda. It's about the only time I drink soda, or one of the few times. And I'm done. You know, but one's in a can, one's in a sealed pack. Mm-hmm. And yep. That's my snack for the entire trip. And half the time I don't eat that. So, I carry protein bars as well in my bag, on my carry-on, so I do the same thing. But maybe it's good that they charge so much money. We're not eating as much of the airline food. So I didn't know what a blessing it was. I've, traveled hungry in the past. But go back to the 70s. They gave a lot of food. I mean, they gave you so much more back then in the 70s and 80s than they do now. And I hate to think what we have eaten in the past, Ed. It's, nasty.
It is. And, it brings me to the point of always something spinning around back into my world of nutrition. But, the microbiome, which is the good bacteria that we have about 3 pounds of within our intestinal tract, I use the analogy of like a big neighborhood. If you, if you have 1,000 people in a community and, 99% of them are honest and, they're not going to be up to no good, and they're out to look out for each other. And you have 1% who are troublemakers. You're going to be able to make that work. But what if 30% or 40% of those people in that community were, real troublemakers? You're going to have chaos. You're going to have harm. You're going to have, a lot of things that are negative happening. Well, that's what happens when you don't have enough good microbiome. When you, we all, take antibiotics, we eat foods with antibiotics, we drink chlorinated water, we don't supplement with the strong probiotics, we don't eat cultured foods like other people in the world. So what happens is our neighborhood already is littered with ex-felons. And so now when you eat some food on this plane that also has some bad negative little individuals in it, well, it's just going to overwhelm the system. Well, so why don't we build the system really robust, being very aggressive with probiotic usage from foods too, not just pills, cultured foods, and keep that going while we're well so that we can have that residual strength. I really count on that to help prevent some sickness. Now, it won't stop everything, because some of these food poisonings, as Dr. Green, is just, they're on steroids and, they're going to go in and devastate for a temporary period of time. But the people who are not healthy in their microbiome are always going to be sicker in the intestinal tract with these kind of things. So I encourage people to embrace that idea.
And I do have probiotics that I take on a fairly regular basis, if I can remember. Recommend them all the time to patients who have to take antibiotics. So I think you do too, routinely recommend these things along with my vitamins, multivitamins and vitamin D and fish oil. So there are several things I tell people to do, and I try to do the same thing, frankly. This morning I forgot my fish oils. I just realized I had my probiotic. But, I'm not perfect on that like anybody else. You're better than me on that. But, I still go by that 80-20 rule, but I forget and have... My coffee is first priority every morning, folks. So I get that coffee, and I don't forget that. That's one thing I never forget at any given morning. But, it'll help you not get sick as much. And, frankly, you feel better. I've seen a lot of people that come in just with constipation, and drinking more water, getting their fiber and a probiotic fixes so much. And we don't drink enough water, for sure. Most people don't. I try to. We're sitting here, folks, drinking water as we talk. And, you know, but most people really do not. And frankly, I don't know about the entire country, but the Southeast is focused on their bowel movements. They just are. And I used to listen, oh, if my grandfather is listening from heaven, he's going to get mad at me. But, you know, hearing people, well, it's not been a great day. I haven't had my bowel movement. You know, it's people do not really think about the microbiome. They do not think about probiotics for the most part. And I guess we have to educate them on that. And I know you test yours from time to time. I think in the future you said you're going to test them again, right?
Well, actually, I got that test back, and I'm going to end up doing a real expose on my own stool, which sounds super exciting. I know to all the listeners, you want to know about Ed's stool, but it was revealing. Let me tell you, I've had 12 different stool tests, and what I do with these stool tests is I will use myself as a guinea pig. So I will use a certain probiotic for 3 months, then I will test, and then I'll
usually fairly high dose, right?
And I use double or triple the dose on the box. These are not like drugs.
Out of curiosity, how many CFU daily?
I have gone up to 1 trillion of the count. But normally I only do about 100 million is what I'm using. But the last one was the best results I ever got out of 13 stool tests. And I really just am very confident that I finally hit on the right way to make it happen. Because I can tell you people, Mary, you won't meet many people who, and I'm not an 80-20 guy. I'm about a 92-8% guy. So 92% of the time, I really do everything as right as I possibly can, and 8% I don't. But this probiotic that I'm now using, which you can get online, we now have shopping online at nutritionw.com. It's made by Solaray, if anybody's listening. And I use the men's formula because the men's formula helps my testosterone slightly. And it just gave me the best stool test on earth. And I'm a huge fan of a lot of flaxseed seeds ground up for the fiber now for the good intestinal health. In fact, there's a physician, Dr. Greger, who I really like. And he has some really wonderful videos on the internet. And he used the flaxseeds to a modest dose of high blood pressure medicine and found if people were able to use 6 tablespoons of flaxseed ground up every day, it was the most powerful food that he has found to lower blood pressure. And you know what? I knew a little of that, but he really informed me greatly about that. It does take a commitment, there's no doubt. I mean, it's not great tasting. I throw it in my protein drink every single morning and I let it roll. But, you know, I don't. If I don't have it, I miss it because Sundays are the only day I don't drink my breakfast. I eat at First Watch. And I want to say real quick, the two places I ate this past week were Countryside Family Restaurant way up on Mahan Gap Road. Wonderful place owned by a wonderful lady. In fact, she does the blood testing at Nutrition World now. Every fourth Friday from 8:30 to 10:30, we're doing walk-in blood testing. So people come in, get their lipids tested or their vitamin D or whatever. They just walk in, and she's got the phlebotomist there, and you sign the form, and you get it drawn. So it's real convenient, very inexpensive, fourth Friday of every month. But Countryside, the best vegetables, I think, in Chattanooga. They nice. Best. And then secondly, I know it's a higher place price place, but Public House. Do you like Public House?
I've driven by a million times, never been.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother, I went there last week. I had to be downtown for a meeting, and I was by myself, and I thought, I'm going to go over there and eat, which I rarely would be downtown like that. So they open at 5. I had a quinoa salad with salmon on it and some sweet potatoes, I think, on the side. I mean, we're talking most local food sourcing that I have seen, and exquisite taste. That's the way it should be. I mean, everything is wild caught. It's not all organic, but it is done the way it's supposed to be. And those flavors are exploding in your mouth at places like Public House. And my daughter, she is, and her husband are like chefs. And my daughter is far more picky about foods than I am. And she said just yesterday, she said, Dad, I just can't eat out hardly anywhere because the food that I eat out doesn't even come close to the taste of the food I fix at home, except Public House. She said, Public House tastes like my food. So I thought that was a really good compliment to them. So, and always, you know, no one's paying us to say anything about anything. So
nope. It's going on my list to try.
Countryside, way up in opposite side of the place from Public House, but Countryside's halfway to Cleveland. And then Public House, of course, right downtown. And been there a long time. And I do like eating out. I will say that on Christmas morning, I didn't have any coffee. So guess where I went? Where do you go on Christmas morning if you want some coffee?
Starbucks open?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Waffle House.
Yeah, bingo, brother. Waffle House at 6:40. A different world at Waffle House. I remember from my ex-policeman days hanging out a lot there. They're always cheerful. That's what gets me at the Waffle House. You know, you got a group of people who work there that, you know, obviously have very challenging lives. You can hear their stories. But they always got a freaking smile on their face. And, you know, some of that's fake, some of it's not. But I love the emotion and the feeling. And, hey, babe, hey, sugar, how you doing? What, you know, just the country, kind of like stepping back in time.
Nice.
I love it. Hey, it's already time to take another break. When we come back, we're going to be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. Got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. I'm back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to this segment's Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed. The Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. So if anybody wants to learn more, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or just download their app. It's free for iPhone and Android. Just got some new phones for my kids for Christmas. So I wish I had one of those 11s that I bought them, or the VR set I bought my son. Wow, that was a lot of fun. But yes, download that for your phone and visit Silverdale. Wonderful place. All right. Let's begin with a quote from, of all people, Michael J. Fox. One's dignity may be assaulted, vandalized, and cruelly mocked, but it can never be taken away unless it is surrendered. We recognize that life often consists of a series of highs and lows, times of enjoyment and promise, mixed with seasons of challenge and doubt. Life is not a steady climb to the top, but rather a sometimes difficult journey, consisting of hills as well as valleys. Well, all of us go through life's ups and downs. As Christ's followers, we have an incredible promise from God that we never have to face the valleys of life alone. As we read earlier, or we'll read in a little bit, I should say, God will never leave us or forsake us. The truth is that we need the presence of God in our lives during both seasons of challenge as well as success. Knowing that God is with us, we can face each challenge in life as a stepping stone towards success, rather than as a decline toward despair. Our faith gives us hope in life. There is no situation in life in which God cannot meet us and provide the strength, love, and hope to help us stand up in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. Well, God is always faithful and is always with us. We are called to live lives of hope, love, purpose. So live your life fiercely and with determination and courage. You're never alone. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, which says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Also consider a word from Viktor Frankl, who was an Australian Holocaust survivor. "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing. The last of human freedoms is to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances." Now let me close with a verse from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, which says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." So whatever the circumstance you find yourself in, what I would encourage you to do is be you fiercely. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And I know with the passing holiday season, a lot of individuals, including myself, struggle due to many multiple reasons. And here we are in a new year, and we are going to put the best face forward, and we're going to make it the best year of our life. And I, you know, thought a couple weeks ago, or someone had mentioned something to this point, that often when we struggle, we tend to think we're failing. But struggling does not mean we're failing. Struggling is a challenge, and we will overcome those challenges, regardless of what they are, if we keep our head on and our spirit on right. My daughter, Katie, is on fire with a Facebook group called Earth Conscious Mama. And what it is because she's a new mama, and she's very into holistic, clean living. She is very knowledgeable about the fact that the average person, before they leave their house in the morning, has applied 10 different types of chemicals to their body. We're talking shaving cream for men, hairspray, moisturized blank, toothpaste. Many of these are toxic. Most 80% of these products would never be sold in Europe because they have a much better standard for purity. Well, on this Facebook post, which you can have to sign up, it's a private group, but it's easy. It's called Earth Conscious Mama. She had an article today on called The Dirty Dozen, which we've heard of that before. And it, where it is the list of the foods that are the heaviest sprayed with chemical pesticides. Actually, I did not know this. The number one heaviest sprayed food is kale. It actually has a higher pesticide residue than nearly all other produce on the supermarket shelf.
And everybody has those in their superfood salads.
They do. They do. And that's, you know, yeah. I am so still connected to the fact that what grows on the earth, what's natural, what is, you know, unprocessed, the real stuff out of the dirt is best. But the problem is I can't find the best in too much any longer anywhere. I do go to Jason's Deli, and they have organic, and including olive oil and the salad, but almost no one else does in a restaurant setting. And so I have to use the drinks. I drink the stuff that we sell at Nutrition World because I can drink the kale. I can drink the green stuff. It's all organic. I've visited the farms. I know it has zero pesticides. But here's the top list. The Dirty Dozen, which many of these you cannot wash off. And I don't live in a cave. I live in a real world. I'm still going to eat some of these. But just knowing it is important. Strawberries, spinach, kale, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, and potatoes. Those are the heaviest sprayed 12 foods on earth with pesticides and chemicals. So that's kind of scary because, I mean, those are really good foods. And, you know, again, I that's why I back up my kind of insurance plan with all the nutrients I take and purifying. And there was a great article on fasting that I love, intermittent fasting. And there's a study that was done showing that fasting and intermittent fasting may help add years to your life as well as help you lose weight because it has so many functions. It has to do with something called autophagy, which is the body's ability to basically eat bad cells and get rid of the toxins within us. And it works so well when you're fasting. Now, intermittent fasting is what I do, which means I pick about 12 to 13 hours a day to not consume one single calorie. And then I will get all my foods in the other 11 hours. And it is beautiful. I do it 5 days a week, and 2 days a week I do not. So I'm very much recommending people to embrace intermittent fasting. You do that sometimes, don't you, Dr. Green?
I do. I don't make it as much of a lifestyle as you do, but I have done that from time to time. And I'm hearing more from patients that are doing that as well. A lot of new patients have come in, probably referred from you, but they're saying, you know, in their like interview and H&P that we do when they're coming in as a new patient, they'll say, oh, by the way, I'm on an intermittent fasting diet. So I've heard that, oh, let's say in the last 2 weeks, at least from three or four different people. So, you know, I didn't hear that last year or I'd say a year ago, but now I'm hearing that from time to time. I think it's becoming more vogue. And I think some people like Jennifer Aniston do that. So it's, you know, some celebrities are promoting that as well. So maybe that's why people are hearing more about it.
Well, it's here to stay. It's not not just a fad, I can tell you. I've seen blood work, and mine included, where my hormone, testosterone, went up. A lot of good things that you want to go down went down. So it's here to stay, intermittent fasting.
And I do it when I get really, really busy, and so I realize I'm not going to have the opportunity to eat. It's an opportunity for me to do intermittent fasting.
Beautiful. I do that and lean toward a keto diet. So, all right, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of
Vital. You're kidding me.
No. Quickest one we've ever done, what it feels like, even though it's the same time. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy, safe, and fiercely happy year. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.